is it's going to be hard to make the argument for federal funding in projects like that when you are at the same time signing such a no-pork pledge that paints it as kind of wasteful spending.
Well, what we have to remember is it's a question about how money is actually appropriated. Do we do it by earmarks or do we do it by responsible appropriations? The problems with earmarks, first, and I think there's also a need for a good overview, even though there are still some earmarks coming into the state, the rule has been reduced dramatically. I mean, we've gone from 2 years ago 3% to this year less than 1% of federal funding coming into the state is earmarked. And what you've also got in addition to that, of course, is a move in Congress to cut out the earmarks altogether. And so we've got to recognize what's coming. And so whether or not you elect Joe, who signed a pledge, the fact of it is that is drawing to an end. And you also have to recognize why. That is the single most corrupting influence in Congress. When people scratch their heads and wonder why these huge gargantuan bills are passed out, you know, involving trillions of dollars when you talk about the future obligations of these bills, and you wonder, well, how in the world could you get a Congress to actually vote for something like that? And then you find out that the votes are being controlled by the earmarks. Even though they're such a small percentage of the budget, that's basically how they're convinced to vote. Look, Senator B or Senator C, if you don't vote for this big package, we're going to cut your earmarks. So they basically buy votes in that fashion. It's one of the reasons why this nation is nearing bankruptcy right now. And so there's a wide recognition of that. I think that you're going to see whether or not Joe gets elected in November that they go away, and I'm just being honest with people as to what their effect is, what we need to do as a state in the future. And again, that's focused on resource development, but obviously where federal funding is appropriate, ensure that we do appropriate it in a disciplined manner, where it gets in the bill, where it's not an earmarked issue. And that's what I'm encouraging Alaskans with. It's, you know, the stance that we've had in the primary, it's not changing in the general.
Do you see those projects as wasteful government spending?
Absolutely not. No, we aren't. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is it's not the waste. It's what they do to the overall budget. Okay? When you've got something that's dangled in front of a senator for their vote and you understand that's why we're nearing bankruptcy as a nation, even though it's just, you know, less than 1% of federal funds coming into the state now, you understand why there's got to be reform there. Because if not, the nation's going to be bankrupt, and it doesn't matter whether you got $2 trillion of earmarks coming into the state. A bankrupt country can't pay anything.
Switching gears a little bit, just a general question, or actually not general question, but a specific question about Petersburg. Can you give examples of specific legislation or other moves you would make that would directly help Petersburg if you are elected to the U.S. Senate?
We must absolutely defend the fisheries. I mean, it is critical that there still be a federal role. There is no question that where you have international treaties, where you've got a commons, many of your listeners may not know this, but I have a master's degree from the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. Resource development was its foundation. I get it when it comes to maximum sustained yield, and I understand that science is critical behind it. And when you're dealing with a commons, obviously, that involves other users, particularly outside of the state of Alaska, there very much is a critical federal role. So it's very, very important that we end up with funding for the agencies that are basically responsible for the good science and for the decisions that need to be made to ensure that there's a maximum sustained yield of the fisheries. I think that we've got a real problem with the Endangered Species Act and the use of distinct populations to have an adverse impact, not just on fisheries, but other resource extraction, and that there needs to be a real, and, you know, this may not even require legislation, believe it or not. We may be able to do some targeted defunding to put pressure on the agencies that are using subjective interpretations to actually hurt our resource development and extraction in and around Petersburg. I'm excited about the possibility and this is something that I really believe does need to be pushed. You know, there still are lands that need to be selected under the Statehood Act. You probably remember or may know that at the time of statehood, our state was limited to 400,000 acres in the Tongass in the southeast. Of course, that was in part largely because of the long-term timber contracts that were in effect at the time. Federal government has since gutted those contracts. They aren't there anymore. And maybe we can get the Statehood Act revised in such a way that we could actually select more acreage in the Tongass and revive the timber industry. Again, you know, these are things that are big ideas, but there is a change afoot right now at the national level that allows more focus and more power to be had at the state level. And I'm excited to be part of that change, and I think that we can bring that change to D.C. in such a way to put the state forward.
Defunding. So, in particular, you would be looking at Forest Service, I imagine, if it's around Petersburg, because that's the one that pops to mind in terms of endangered species listing interpretation.
Well, I think that you've got to be careful with using a broad swath. It has to be targeted, and it has to be done clearly in consultation with the users on the ground to make sure that you aren't defunding something that actually may be assisting in resource development. So it has to be targeted. It would have to be smart. It would have to achieve the desire that we need, and that is to rein in a bureaucracy in an area where it's actually hurting development.